I felt as if God was homing in on me and calling me and saying, I'm talking to you now. This is your time to come to me. And I remember feeling overwhelmed at the love of Christ, how he could suffer on the cross for me. And I felt, young as I was, I felt my sin, that I didn't deserve Jesus to do anything for me. But just amazed at his love, and believed that he had died on the cross for me. And that night, I knelt down and prayed. My mum was there with me, and I asked Jesus to come into my life.
I have been a Christian now for 24 years, and I have not regretted becoming a Christian for one single second. I thank God every day, from when I get up to when I go to bed, for the life he's given me, the new life he's given me, because the old one was rubbish.
And I came to ask myself the question, why does an all-knowing God give me rules to keep, which I can't keep? And he knows I can't keep and don't even want to keep them. The things I had been brought up to believe was that I had to try harder, do more, to find God's acceptance. But this obviously wasn't true. And reading the Bible showed me that I could not rely on my own performance to please God or to approach him. I had to cast myself on his mercy, which is the great message I discovered.
My attitudes changed, my way of life changed, my priorities in life, and I realized that this was the Lord working in me, and that before long I had this real need and desire to profess him as my Lord and Saviour. And to this day, I maintain that.
Every Sunday morning I made an excuse. I was ill. I didn't want to go to church. That happened for a few weeks, but I ran out of excuses soon. And I came along. I enjoyed it, mainly because of people my age and more of a social thing, really. There's a lot of things going on, like clubs and Sunday school. I got to meet a lot of people my age. So, first of all, it was like a social thing. I really made some really good friends. But after a while, my brothers started to change after a while. They were becoming quite serious about Christ, and he was beginning to have a real effect in their life. So I realised this, and I thought that there must be something in this.
I went on a summer camp when I was just on 11, and I heard a sermon which really struck me. The passage it came from was Matthew 6, and there was a verse about how the Lord Jesus would say to some people on the day of judgment, I never knew you, depart from me. And it talks about that not everyone who says Lord, Lord will be saved, will go to heaven. And I knew that I would be in that category.
Actually knowing that you have the truth and knowing how much Jesus has done for you, it gives you a purpose for waking up in the morning, and living for him and doing the things that he wants you to do according to his will it's such a thrilling feeling, because you know that it's something that actually means something. It's eternal. You know, everything that you do for him is eternal, and at the end of that you're going to be with him in heaven. So it just gets you through the day. It gives you a purpose in life.
Look to the Lord to guide me in all things, and he does that through his word. And I believe completely in the Bible, and it's the word of God. And in the Bible, God says that he's given us everything that we need to correct us when we're going astray, to lead us in the right way, in the way that we ought to live, in a way that will please God. And that covers every area of your life.
As I'm sitting here talking to you now, that's how Jesus spoke to me, and it was a seminal moment for me. It changed my life. I cried all night because I knew that Jesus had shown me my sin, and I knew that he'd forgiven me.
And I remember one evening, actually, precise evening, it was a Thursday evening, when I was walking past my brother's room, and they were all in there discussing things about Christ. And that really struck me, because, you know, you just don't expect your older brothers to be talking about Christ in a serious manner, about, you know, what they were planning to do and stuff like that really challenged me. And I remember that night I was lying in bed and I prayed. And I asked Christ to enter my life then.
I was a mess, actually. I was trying to be something that I wasn't. I was getting drunk a lot, which isn't very nice. I didn't like it at all, really. And, basically, I just didn't have a clue what I was doing at all. I didn't know who I was.
The freshness and the directness of God's Word proved to me that it was true. And so I read on. I read on and discovered many more things about myself. And I discovered questions and answers that were relevant to me, a 20-year-old in the 20th century, although they had been written such a long time ago. And so I determined this was true, and this spoke with authority to my life.
I heard the story of Jairus' daughter, and for those of you who don't know what that entailed, but there was a woman there in the crowd who'd bled, and who felt some way she couldn't face Jesus and be healed that way, but she just touched his gown. She just was healed. And that really spoke to me, because I didn't feel I could meet the Lord face to face. But knowing you could just touch his gown and be healed, from that point on, I something was different about me. And I had a conscience. And I just wanted to know more about the Bible. And I completely changed. My life completely changed.